Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're live in Studio A with Troy Johnson. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's good nice to have you. He's doing some radio touring and some gig touring in support of his latest 12 release. And
That's right.
We're going to figure out what he might be doing tonight. But
yeah, we're still talking about it.
we'll hear this first song and then come back and ask you a couple questions.
All right.
What's this first one you're going to do?
It's called Airplane. It's the third track on the record. Sometimes she thinks about the life she found and how it let her down. And she's kind of trapped inside. It sure is a sad thing to be around. Just like an airplane on the ground. I fly high, stand by for the air to go. She will turn the engine over and she'll fly away. Oh, goodbye yesterday. Thank you.
Airplane. It's one off the album 12. Troy Johnson, he joins us live from Studio A, and this is on the record label Name Records.
Name Records, a little independent out of Nashville, Tennessee.
And you joined, is it Alex that?
Yeah.
And you have put this record label together?
Yeah, that's right. We put this record label together. He was going to do it, and he and I have been working together forever, and he wanted an artist, and I said, man, let's do this, you know? I got it. You got it. Let's go out there and conquer the world.
And I believe this is your first album, right?
It's first full production album.
Okay.
Yeah.
And before this, you've been writing songs for a lot of other people.
Sure. Yeah. I got a publishing deal in Nashville about 8 or 9 years ago with the help of Al, and been doing that since '94, I guess, and have done a few different. I did an acoustic record. About the time, actually, Patty Griffin did her Living with Ghosts.
Okay.
And which kind of inspired me to do that, because I was like, man, I got some songs that nobody's going to want to cut because they're not really country, so let's make this record. So I got together with a friend of mine, and we just set up, a couple mics and did acoustic just like she did, you know, and...
But you had been wanting to put your own album out for a while and just had been too busy doing
Yeah,
other things.
It's just a matter of will. It's like, you know... Let's do it. Let's take a weekend. Let's just do it, you know? So, and the same thing with this one. I was itching to make a record and got together with another friend of mine, Chad Brown, who's a brilliant engineer and great producer. And he and I just put our heads together and we just came up with that.
It's the album 12. Troy Johnson, he's live in Studio A. And you play guitar and keys on this album a little bit,
as well
as a couple other instruments.
Yeah. In fact, I just recorded a Christmas song where I did everything except bass and a little electric guitar, but it's full production as well. And I pride myself that I played drums on it. That's why I bring it up. I mean, one of my dreams is to play drums for a rock and roll band, you know, something punky and, you know, just bombastic. And but that'll be, you know, later on in life when I actually probably produce the band that I play the drums for. I do it for fun, you know.
Now, what did you learn first, the guitar or the keys? Or?
I picked up a keyboard first. Because it didn't hurt as much. When I picked up acoustic guitar, my mom bought me just a real cheap $80 guitar. I don't know, when I was 10 or 11. And,
had you been
and
itching?
I was like, Mom, this hurts. I'm going to put this down. So I picked up the piano, and it was easier to learn. I do a lot of things by ear. You know, I read music because I was taught theory, when I was a kid in high school band and that kind of stuff. But, I mean, I'm not very proficient at it. I learned much easier through listening. So, and I was able to see the scales. I was able to see the chords. I was, you know, able to pick it out a lot easier than guitar. This is a very difficult instrument to see and learn.
So when did you go back?
In college.
Yeah.
In college. I started listening to a lot of acoustic-based music Tracy Chapman I got into real big time, and Tom Petty and all that good stuff. And I realized that if I wanted to write songs like that, I needed to pick up the guitar. So I bought a little, Ibanez Performance. It was a really good guitar at the time, you know. And it was my freshman year in college, and it was about 3 or 4 months that I had that in my hand the entire time. You know, every time my roommate would walk in, I'd be strumming away, trying to learn, you know. And I lived in a dorm where a lot of guitar players were, so I just
a lot of
would
jamming
hang out
going
with
on.
Them. Yeah. I said, how do you do that, you know? And, well, it's a G. Yeah, I know, but I don't know that yet. So,
Troy Johnson, let's hear another one right now.
All right, let's see. What am I going to do? Let's do a song called Ordinary Love. I actually had to rewrite the verse during the recording of this, and I wasn't going to put it on the record because the verse we had was nobody liked it, and I was like, I know, man, there's something wrong with it. But the chorus was so beautiful that, you know, they said, we got to fix this. So my guitar player, one of the guitar players that worked on the record, Teal, had this brilliant idea, and he went off into the other room and showed me this progression that he thought up for this song, and it was this. And just come with me. So we went to the piano room, and this is what we came up with.
Every now and every then, the moon, the rain, the sun, the wind fall here on my shoulders. It usually happens all at once. The air divides, a crash erupts, and it's over. Oh, I think there's love, only ordinary. I think there's love, quite extraordinary. I've kept like some pathetic drunken mess. I can't seem to let go. Happy ever afters for the husband of contestant for wrong. Everyone's good show.
Love, Troy Johnson live from Studio A, another one off the great new album 12.
Right.
And you're based out of Nashville now, right?
Yes.
But originally you're not from
Nashville. No, I'm from Houston, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have the image of Nashville being a mainstream country kind of town. And
it is, definitely.
So
I mean, that's how
more.
I've made my money over the years. I do demo sessions, I do master session work. I've sang for a lot of the mainstream country artists, but ultimately the fulfilling factor of what I do is come here and perform for you guys. And my music, Gary Burr is one of the writers I cite as someone I tried to write like, and I never could get it. I never could get that clever country thing. And after a while, I started going, man, I can't stand this crap. So there's a good rock scene down there as well. A lot of underground bands that trying to rise up, and there's some great rock and roll musicians. Teal being one of them. Another guy, Adam Landry, on there that plays wonderful rock and roll. So I just hooked up with those guys and made my music.
And you went to college right around
Nashville? Okay. Yeah, Belmont University.
So, yeah. And that was the first time you had been there.
Yeah.
So when you got there, you were like, okay, this is exactly how I pictured it, or...
Well, I wasn't going to go to college, and I was going to just play piano at a bar and work for tips and, you know, just do that, you know. And Mom said, no, you're not going to do that. Because we'd visited a few schools in Texas I didn't feel it, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was in a band at that time, and we were working with a producer that is from Houston, moved to Nashville to, you know, to jumpstart his career. And he told my parents, who told me, about Belmont. And he said, you know, your son has talent and you need to send him someplace that will cultivate that. And I'd like you guys to check out this college. So we went over there and I instantly fell in love with it. It's a beautiful campus. And, you know, the old, Greek architecture where it's columns and all that good stuff. And, you know, coming from Houston, where you don't see a lot of that, you know, at least I didn't in the suburbs. I just fell in love with the campus, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going.
This is it.
I'm going. This is cool, you know.
So the album 12, what's that coming up? This just came out recently.
Are
you working on any other projects or
no,
writing
we're
other
just,
songs?
For we're working this one really hard. Yeah, so...
you just drove up I had a gig in Dayton last night.
Had a gig in Dayton. I did a gig in Lexington. We just kind of hopped.
Yeah,
you know, up to here, and we've been wanting to visit you guys for a while because you guys have been playing the Single Fingertips, and we just wanted to come by and say hi and thank you. And
thank you. Thanks for dropping
meet
by.
Meet all you good folks.
And playing live for us. And the website?
TroyJohnson.biz.
Biz, okay.
B-I-Z, yeah.
Well, we want to thank you for dropping by, and good luck on your travels. And you're going to Memphis in a couple weeks.
We're doing a show in Memphis, and after that... around Thanksgiving holidays, we'll do a show in Austin. And
going back home?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, spending some time with the folks.
Well, thanks again. What's this last one you're going to do?
Last one. I'll go ahead and do the single. It's called Fingertips.
Forget the look he carried in his eyes. Forget the way she said his name. They were barely touching as they passed me by. Yeah, I think we're loving just the same. It was all in the fingertips. The fingertips, yeah. Oh baby, that was it. The fingertips, the fingertips, the fingertips, yeah. Oh baby, that was it. Just like the summer sun can burn your face, a little smoke can get you high. We didn't end it with a warm embrace. No, we never even said goodbye. It was all in the fingertips. The fingertips, yeah. Oh baby, that was it. The fingertips, the fingertips, the fingertips. Down there. fingertips. Yeah. Oh, baby, that was it. The fingertips. The fingertips. The fingertips.